Once the sacroiliac joint integrity is restored by easing it back into place, the patient wears a 2-inch support belt around the hips temporarily to hold the sacrum and the ilium together as the sacroiliac joint heals. Some signs of sacroiliac instability are having a habit of standing with your weight on one leg, or always having to cross your legs when you're sitting. Another is difficulty going up and down stairs, and also a back pain that gets worse the longer you walk. Some consequences of sacroiliac instability, if it's left untreated, are the eventual development of lumbar disc problems, chronic mid-back spasms, recurrent knee and shoulder problems, or a neck pain that won't get better. Now here's the story. A 10-year-old girl was brought in. She had fallen backwards off a merry-go-round at the park. She had bumped her head and injured her shoulder. By the time she came in, her head was fine, but her shoulder wasn't getting any better. During the examination, she had weakness in her right shoulder with 4 specific movements. Exam also found sacroiliac instability. Following treatment to stabilize the sacroiliac joint, the mechanics in the right shoulder improved so much that weakness was noted in only one direction. Just by fixing the foundation, shoulder movement and comfort was nearly restored. Think what would have happened if only that shoulder problem had been addressed and the sacroiliac instability never corrected. The sacroiliac joint is the foundation of the body's core muscles. If it is unstable, no amount of exercise will correct the problem.